the principal saint whose feast we celebrate today, we're not going to go into all the other saints about which even the missal doesn't say anything veritably, is the sister of St. Lazarus of Bethany, St. Martha of Bethany, and the sister also of St. Mary of Bethany. And while St. Mary, as we see in the Gospel of today, sat before the Lord and listened to everything he said, as we all should, nevertheless, Martha was busy cleaning and setting the table and cooking delicious things for our Lord to eat. Because our Lord liked delicious things too. That's why he gave them to us. So it's not wrong to like delicious things. But she got upset. She says, "Lord, why do you just let her sit there and not help me?" And she said, "Martha, Martha, thou dost worry about so many things. But Mary has chosen the better part, that is, receiving the wisdom, the knowledge, the real food from heaven, from me, and it shall not be taken away from her." And so, of course, since then, pretty much, almost constantly, the Church has looked at this gospel as that which is a model for the religious life of women. Those like Mary of Bethany are the contemplatives who stay in the monastery and pray and listen to God and pray and read and so forth. And of course, they have to do some work too, but that's assigned. But for the most part, they are contemplatives. St. Mary of Bethany is the patroness of contemplatives. Now, St. Martha is a patron of those religious women who work outside of the convent, teaching in schools and nursing in hospitals and nursing homes and orphanages and so forth. And, of course, they're doing something that is also very necessary. And our Lord praises her too, but in a different way. That too will not be taken away from her. And so today we give thanks. Now, it is interesting because in the Spanish culture, a lot of women are named Martha. I wonder if their parents expected them to be hardworking. I don't know. But in my family, we have about 6 Marthas. 4 of my aunts and 2 of my cousins are Marthas. And so I think of them today that they may be good, holy Catholic women and may teach their families to follow Christ fully. Now, after the Pentecost and perhaps the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD, most likely, St. Lazarus, St. Martha, and St. Mary of Bethany were all condemned to death because they refused to worship the idols. And they were put on a boat with no sails and no oars, and they were set on the ocean to die, to starve to death, to die of thirst and of the sun. But God is God. And their boat sailed swiftly towards Provence on the southern coast of France. And it was there that they spent the last years of their life. St. Lazarus, who is said to be the first bishop of Marseille, that wonderful but very tumultuous city, nowadays almost overpopulated by Muslims, a very difficult situation for the Catholics there, the bishop, and so forth, the archbishop. And then St. Martha and St. Mary of Bethany went up to the mountains nearby and spent the rest of their life. They founded a monastery. They were anchoresses, and they founded a monastery where they, including Martha, spend the rest of their lives praying and contemplating. Now, one thing I will say, which I've said at other times, and even some of the prayers or the missal explanations make the mistake. And it has been a mistake that has been made at least since Pope Gregory the Great. who ruled from 590 to 604. And he said St. Mary Magdalene and St. Mary of Bethany were the same Marys. They were not. There were two Marys. And, of course, out of both of them, our Lord exorcised demons. And that is the point of confusion. But St. Mary Magdalene was a public sinner. St. Mary of Bethany was not. But even people who go to Mass every day and pray, they also can be taken over by the spirits of the devils. And of course, seven means many. Now, St. Martha, oddly enough, in iconography, she is the one that is depicted with a dragon on a chain, and she holds the chain. Of course, a dragon is the devil. It was not St. Mary, St. Martha. And so St. Martha is very much used in the prayers for exorcisms of people who are possessed and exorcisms of different things. So pray to St. Martha when in temptation and ask her to yank the collar and the chokehold of that devil that is tempting you and send him back to hell. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.